Yo, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to the Grizz Podcast. Today is Monday, August 5th, 2019, and I'm coming at you from the Grizz Cave. A few weeks ago, I began a new series of talks about health and fitness that are entitled Taking Care of the Temple. And I want to continue with that series by talking to you guys about the benefits of making exercise a life habit. That's right, the benefits of making exercise a life habit. So here we go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Man, it's been a while since I've been behind the microphone recording an episode for the Grizz Podcast, and there's good reasons for that. I spent a week down in St. Augustine, Florida with my family for a vacation. We had a really great time overall. Watched the kids do some surfing. They had never done that before, so that was cool. I tried it myself, but I suck at it. I did get up on the board, but it was like a little teeny wave. We also got to go to some big zoological alligator farm, and we actually did like a high ropes course and zip lining over top of alligators and crocodiles. It was pretty nuts, but the kids loved it, my wife loved it, and I had a really good day that day, so I was loving it too. And then as soon as we got back home from Florida, as you guys know, coming off vacation, it was right back to the grind. Just so much going on with family stuff and then things to fix up at home or touch up, repair. I had two toilets that broke, and I'm no plumber. I fixed them, but you know, it took me a lot longer than a guy who knows what he's doing, and just other stuff around the house. I had two big deck jobs that I had to take care of. For those of you that are new to the Grizz Podcast, I am bivocational. I do ministry, but I also run a small home improvement business. So I was taking care of that, but really the main thing that kept me from recording an episode, because I've been working on this episode for a couple weeks, is my health. As most of you know who listen regularly, I battle a chronic late stage Lyme disease, and I had been doing a lot better with it, making progress, was able to get out and do things like kayak fishing. I had even gone and done some mountain biking, which I hadn't been able to do for a while. There were a lot of just good, positive, like things, like progress. And then I'm not kidding, like the last 2 to 3 weeks have just been like a major setback, some sort of relapse or something. I'm not sure exactly what I did, what happened. It's not really worth getting into, but it has been really, really hard for the Grizz. And I ended up going to my doctor for some examinations. She sent me out for some testing. One of the testing things I went for was pulmonary testing, because the last few months, and it's gotten increasingly worse, I've been having major chest pain and trouble getting in air. And I'm like, what is going on, dude? And this has been happening on and off for about a year or two, but it got really, really bad. And so had to get everything checked out. And then one day it got so bad, I was, you know, on a job, a deck job, 97 degree heat, lots of humidity here in Maryland. The air quality was really bad. And I felt like I couldn't breathe right. I couldn't get in air. And then I just thought, you know, I should play it safe and just make sure there's nothing going on with my heart, because I am 44 years old. I don't think there's a heart issue, but I just needed the peace of mind. So I got all my stuff together at the job, cleaned it up, you know, and I went off to the ER, let them run all the tests like EKGs and test the chest x-rays, and my heart is good, thank God. But they definitely said something's going on with my breathing, with my lungs, my bronchial tubes, that kind of thing. Because when they gave me like a nebulizer, I majorly improved. And then they put me on a steroid for 5 days, which is great because it helps with the breathing. But there are major side effects. And the big ones were insomnia and also anxiety. Like, I felt like I was going to jump out of my skin after 5 days on prednisone. Some people are just really sensitive to stuff like that, and I'm one of them. So I'm really glad I'm off of that med, because, oof, I don't like feeling like that. So that's the main reason. I've been having just some really bad health issues, flare-ups, setbacks. And there's nothing I can really just do about it. It happens. It's par for the course. It's there's ups and downs. It's a roller coaster when you're battling late stage chronic Lyme disease. The naturopathic specialist that I'm seeing has me on some very powerful herbal supplements, antimicrobials, and they're so powerful that when I started taking them, the dose she told me to take was too much, and it caused a major reaction that's called a Herxheimer reaction. And I just had to start researching, and I had to slowly like build up to the amount that she wants me to be at. I'm still not at that amount. I just, it's just so much, guys. Anyway, what's crazy is like I just had started this whole series of talks on health and fitness, and then I feel like the least healthy and fit guy on the planet. I mean, I'm like, I feel like I'm surviving. I'm certainly not thriving, and here I'm supposed to be giving talks on this issue. But I don't know. Just the way it goes sometimes. Welcome to life in a fallen world with fallen people and fallen bodies who are constantly being opposed by fallen angels. And that's me, man. Anyway, enough about me. I'll get through it. I covet your prayers. Seriously, really appreciate your prayers for healing, or at least that this would go in remission. That would mean a lot to me. Anyway, as I said on part one of taking care of the temple, I have observed over my many years on the planet that one of the number one things that Christian dudes neglect is their physical health and fitness. And I totally understand. I get it. I relate. Dude, I've done it. And it's so easy to do. I mean, all you got to do is do nothing. Basically, it's easy. I did it for many years of my life, like 2 decades. I really feel like I neglected my health and fitness. I mean, sure, I would make New Year's resolutions and I would start doing something, but within 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks, I fell off the horse. I didn't stick with anything. And because I did that for 2 decades, I really suffered for it, but I didn't realize it at the time. Not just physically, but also mentally. It affected me mentally. It affected me emotionally. I believe it affected me spiritually. It also affected me relationally, my relationships with my wife, my kids, other people, my relationships with people in ministry. Not making my health and fitness a priority, it negatively affected my life for many, many years. I suffered for it. And as I said in part one of taking care of the temple, everything is interconnected, and we forget that. You know, you guys are going to think I'm sounding like a Buddhist right now, but I'm not. I'm sounding like a Bible-believing follower of Christ. Everything is interconnected. Just read your Bible. Study it. Your physical, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, it's all interconnected, body, mind, soul. And when one of those areas is out of alignment, it totally affects the other areas. That's just the way that our Creator has wired us. And that's why He wants us to be in alignment in every area of our life. Body, mind, soul, relationships, everything. Let me grab a sip of my coffee right quick here. I'm about to make a bold statement, and it may offend some of you, but that's okay. Everybody's worried about offending people. Some people are going to be offended. Oh, well, I'm not doing it to try to offend you. What I'm about to say and everything I'm going to say is about trying to help you and encourage you and motivate you. I want you to be a better man in every area of your life. But here it is, guys. I personally believe that it is a sin for us as Christian men to neglect our physical health and fitness. Let me say it again. I personally believe it is a sin for us as Christian men to neglect our physical health and fitness. And why do I believe that? Well, I go back to Scripture. The authority in our lives, it should be. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, God tells us that our physical bodies are His temple, where His Holy Spirit dwells. And He goes on to say that if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. So, if you're a believer in Christ, then your physical body is God's temple where His Holy Spirit dwells. And when you and I neglect our physical health and fitness, we really are destroying God's temple. Science is revealing this truth more and more. When we neglect things like proper nutrition, exercise, good sleep habits, proper self-care, it's literally killing millions of Americans. And it's so easy. I mean, just you don't have to do anything. Just go with the flow. Eat fast food, right? Just sit on the couch when you get home. Oh, I had a long day. I'm just going to sit on the couch. Again, as I've said already, I did this for over two decades, guys. I neglected to take care of God's temple, which is my physical body with my health and fitness. But that's not how I roll anymore. With having late-stage chronic Lyme disease, it has really forced me to get serious about my health and fitness. All of the chronic sickness, the pain that I go through, it has more than motivated me to make major changes, like with my diet, with exercise, with sleep habits, with my work schedule, with time for recovery, with the vitamins and supplements that I take, on and on and on. And so I can't believe I'm saying this, but in some ways, chronic late-stage Lyme disease has been one of the biggest blessings in my life because it has forced me to get serious about taking care of the temple. Because if I don't, I'm no good to anyone. I am down and out. I am bedridden. That's how bad it gets if I just go, yeah, whatever, no big deal. And listen, for those of you that think, like, just go get antibiotics, you'll be all better. Yeah, that doesn't work when it's chronic late-stage Lyme disease. It has its place. You get Lyme disease and they catch it early, go get your antibiotics. But, dude, I'm in it for the long haul. Anyway, guys, listen to me. If you're neglecting your health and fitness seriously. It's time to stop. It's a big deal. Actually, it's a huge deal. It's time for you to make your health and fitness a top priority in your life. Don't give me this mess like I'm too busy for that. Just shut up with that. This should be a top priority. Your body is God's temple. And listen, we as Christ followers, that's what we call ourselves, right? Christ followers, we shouldn't be fat, out of shape, unhealthy, and physically undisciplined men. That's not Christ-like at all. That's not the way of the Master. That's not how he lived. I don't care if you have a doctorate degree in theology. I don't care if you're an ordained minister. I don't care if you're the senior pastor at a mega church. Listen, dude, if that's you, then you especially need to step up because you're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be the example that others can look to. And you're out of God's will if you're neglecting your physical health and fitness. Again, I'm not here to judge, condemn, or make fun of anyone. My goal is to motivate you to change, to grow, to improve, to transform in this extremely important area of life, even if it's just taking baby steps. I want you to be the best man that you can possibly be in every area of your life, body, mind, soul, for the glory of God and also for the good of yourself and those around you. That's the whole point of the Grizz podcast. I want to help you be the best man that you can possibly be. I want to help you become more like Christ, the manliest man who ever walked the planet. Because, again, that brings glory to God. And it also benefits you and those around you. Let's take a quick break, and then we will get into the benefits of making exercise a life habit. Hey guys, I've often talked about Covenant Eyes here on the podcast. Covenant Eyes is internet accountability and monitoring. It's a software system that you can install on all of your internet devices. And I've used it for well over 10 years. I continue to use it. The MacBook Pro that I'm looking at right now, it has Covenant Eyes installed on it. My iPhone that is right beside me, it has Covenant Eyes installed on it. My iPad that is in my backpack right beside me, that also has Covenant Eyes installed on it. It's on all of my devices. My personal purity, my holiness is a big, big deal. Not just for me, but also for my marriage and my family and my ministry. Dude, if I'm not walking the walk, how can I have others, you know, following me? And so I just want to encourage you to consider getting Covenant Eyes on all of your internet devices to protect yourself before you wreck yourself. This past month, three of my friends from different areas of the country, I won't mention any of their names, they contacted me because they had had a recent fall or a slip to internet pornography. And I was really proud of them for doing a James 5:16, confessing their sins to one another that they might be healed. I showed them love. I showed them grace. There's no condemnation. But I also asked them, what are you going to do to separate yourself from that sin, to prevent that sin from reoccurring? And what are you going to do to replace, to put better things in your life? I talked to them about Covenant Eyes. I asked them, I said, the device that you were on when you looked at pornography, did it have Covenant Eyes internet accountability and software on it? All three of them said no. One of them said, well, my other devices do. I'm like, well, guess which one you're going to use when, you know, you feel tempted. You know, it needs to be on all of them. Now, for you to get Covenant Eyes on all of your devices, it's about $10 per month. If you get the family plan, which allows you to put it on five different like users, if you want to have, you know, set up an account for your kids, your wife, whatever. Your wife probably doesn't need it, but like, you know, your home computer, that's about $15 a month. That's what I pay for. I have it on my kids' devices. Guys, it's Wise. I mean, come on, seriously. You can go to CovenantEyes.com and sign up to get an account, and you can have Covenant Eyes for 30 days for free just to try it out if you use the promo code GRIZZIN, GRIZZIN, GRIZZIN. Don't blow this off, guys. Make your purity a big deal. Let's get right to it and let's talk about the benefits of making exercise a life habit. And I want to start out emphasizing that that's what exercise needs to be. It needs to be a life habit. We need to make it a life habit, not a quote unquote goal, not a 6-week program, and not a, well, I'm just going to start training for a Spartan race. Listen, we need to make exercise a life habit, something that we do consistently for the rest of our lives. It doesn't have to be some 90-minute session at the gym 6 days per week. You don't have to become a hardcore power lifter. You don't have to sign up at your local MMA gym. You don't got to start training for a marathon. I realize that some of you listening, that you do stuff like that. That's where you're at. Great. But let's get real. If you've been a couch potato for a long time, don't do any of that stuff I just mentioned. I'm not doing any of that. Just start with working out 5 minutes per day, 6 days per week. I'm not kidding. That's all I recommend you start with to make exercise a life habit. There's no reason you can't start with 5 minutes per day, 6 days per week. And there's no reason that you can't stick with 5 minutes per day, 6 days per week for at least 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, up it to 10 minutes per day, 6 days per week. That's what you need to do to condition your mind and body that this is now who you are, that this is now what you do, this is now how you roll. You're programming yourself. This is a life habit. And what a lot of guys do, including myself, I've done it, they bite off way too much at first. They get all hyped up about it, whether they see some, you know, movie that motivates them, like Creed 2, and they're like, that's it, I'm getting in shape, or it's a beginning of the new year, or they hit a significant milestone. They turn 40 and they're like, that's it, I'm getting in shape. And they just go to the gym and they're like, man, I was there 2 hours, man. It was a grueling workout. And I'm like, yeah, you worked out so hard, you won't be in the gym for at least 5 days because it's going to take you that long to recover. Listen, man, start small and stick with it. 5 minutes per day, 6 days per week. Do it for 2 weeks and then up it. And you guys know, man, I'm learning a lot of this about habits, the power of habits, as I've mentioned this whole year, 2019, from my man James Clear, his book, Atomic Habits. Listen, if you stick with it for a few months exercising, you're just going to get to the point where it's like brushing your teeth or taking a shower. You just do it. You don't have to remind yourself of it. It's just part of who you are. It's just part of what you do. It's in your routine. And you can literally get to the point to where you feel physically, mentally, and emotionally even, you feel off when you don't exercise. Like you missed taking your daily meds or something like that. You know, let me grab a sip of my coffee. I was thinking how for many of us, exercise was a life habit for many, many years of our lives back when we were growing up. I know for me, when I was growing up, I rode my bike all over the neighborhood almost every single day. I'd be biking to a friend's house or biking to the park. I'd go biking to the lake to go fishing or swimming. I'd bike, you know, into town to go to the store with friends. I'd bike all over the place, man, constantly. I loved biking. I bet I literally biked thousands of miles from the age of 7 to 14 years old. I was always on my bike. I wasn't allowed to stay inside and watch TV or play video games. I also didn't have a smartphone back in the 80s, thank God. My point is, from the age of 7 to 14 years old, I was constantly outside. I was constantly moving my body, constantly. I didn't live a sedentary lifestyle. My body was in constant motion, constantly sweating, constantly using my muscles, constantly burning calories. And if I wasn't riding my bike, then dude, I was doing things like building a fort in the woods or building new bike trails or building ramps to jump with my bike, or I was climbing trees, or I'd be at a friend's house swimming in his pool, or one of my friends had a trampoline, only kid in the neighborhood that had a trampoline, and dude, we loved going over there. Or we were playing kickball, football, basketball, or we'd be breakdancing. You know what I'm saying, dude? I was into that in middle school. At nighttime in the summertime, we often played flashlight tag, or we'd be running around toilet paper in people's homes late at night. That was just my life. Constant physical activity. In middle school, I even made the track team. And so there was even more constant movement, more exercise in my life. And many of you guys listening, you know what I'm talking about. You had a similar childhood growing up in the 70s or the 80s. You were outside, constantly moving. And then I entered high school, and it got way more intense. I went out for the football team and the wrestling team. And those are two extremely physically demanding sports that required weight training, running, practice, camps, clinics. There were games, matches, tournaments, repeat. And at my high school, our football and wrestling team was very respected in our area. And that respect came with a price. We had to work hard. Many of us on the football team, we played both ways and we played special teams. Again, many of you guys listening, you had a very similar high school experience with playing organized sports. Exercise was a life habit for you back in the day, and you were reaping the benefits of it, but you didn't even realize it at the time. Neither did I. Then what happened? Well, for most of us, let me grab a sip here. For most of us, organized sports ended after we graduated high school, and that ended exercise as a life habit. And then the sedentary lifestyle began. For me, I went off to college and I spent the majority of my days and nights sitting. That's right, sitting. Either sitting in a classroom listening to a professor lecture, or sitting in the library studying notes, reading books, or sitting in a coffee shop or the dorm talking with friends. The only real exercise I did was walking around campus to and from classes or working jobs doing painting. Sometimes I was framing houses, lifeguarding. I was a dishwasher at Red Lobster for a little while. I was a farmhand for a little while. And those physical jobs, they helped me some. But in college, for the most part, like many of you, I just began steadily gaining weight, mostly around my waist. My size 32 pants from high school, they didn't fit anymore. I'd try to exercise here and there. I'd go for a run around campus with a friend, or sometimes I'd go lift some weights with a friend, and I'd stick with it for like maybe 2 weeks. But again, like many of you, I quit. I wasn't consistent, and it wasn't a life habit. I was hit and miss. Then, after college, I landed a job as a youth pastor. And that, for the most part, that's a pretty sedentary job where I was at my desk for the majority of my week. Or I would be riding around in a church van or a bus with a bunch of teens going to various activities. And guess what? I gained a lot more weight during those years. In high school, when I graduated my senior year, I was 170 pounds. I was fit. I was in shape. I was lifting weights consistently. My cardio was incredible. As a youth pastor, I got all the way up to 240 pounds. That's a 70-pound increase. And dude, I was suffering for it. I can't say that enough. It affected me physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. When your physical health and fitness is pathetic, it messes with the other areas. Body, mind, spirit. Dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's all interconnected. Yeah, yeah, we know. So especially the last 2 years, like I said, with trying to figure out how to, you know, overcome or heal or put in remission this thing, late stage Lyme disease, I've had to take my health and fitness a lot more seriously. If I don't, I'm going to be laid up in bed with a lot of pain, and I'm not going to be good to anybody. My immune system gets easily run down. And so, man, there's just so much I have to do. I've had to make exercise a life habit. That's one of the things I've done. It's now part of who I am. I'm down from 240 pounds to 194. That's what I weighed in this morning. I'm planning to be at 185 by the end of the year. That's my goal. But a mere goal is completely worthless if you don't have the right habits in place to achieve that goal. And one of those right habits with health and fitness is exercise. And so even today, I felt good enough to go for a 2.5-mile trail run. I go at a very slow pace. It's kind of like a granny jog. And sometimes I got to walk up the hills. But I did 2.5 miles. That's more than I was able to do last week because I was not doing good last week at all. Last week, I did some walking around the neighborhood. But I did something. Some days, my exercise was literally working on the deck job that I was on because it was extremely draining with all the movement that I had to do up and down ladders, 97 degree heat, humidity. I was drenched in sweat. I came home pretty wiped out. So at times I have a pretty physically demanding job and I don't have to go to the gym. I don't have to do a trail run. I don't have to do a walk around the neighborhood. Believe me, I got my exercise, I burned calories, and I do wake up sore the next day. So, all right, enough of all that. Let me finally get into some of the benefits that I'm experiencing since I've made exercise a life habit. And I hope these motivate you guys to begin making exercise a life habit if you don't already. If you already are having, you know, living exercise as a life habit, then this is just, you know, more fuel for the fire, baby. Benefit number one, plain and simple. Benefit number one, you know deep in your soul that what you're doing pleases God. That's the first and foremost benefit. Spiritually, I know God is pleased when I'm taking care of His temple. When I discipline my physical body and I bring it under control, like the Apostle Paul said he did with his body in 1 Corinthians 9:27, it pleases God. In other words, when I don't give in to physical laziness and I don't give in to every craving and appetite of my flesh, I am being Christ-like when I do that. And that pleases God. And as I said, it's taking care of God's temple where His Holy Spirit dwells. Let's talk about Jesus's physical health and fitness for a moment. He was so self-controlled with His own physical body, with all its various cravings and desires, that He accomplished a 40-day fast. A 40-day fast. No food for 40 days. Do you have any idea what kind of self-control and self-discipline and self mastery that takes. And listen, there's no way your body can medically do that sort of thing all of a sudden. Jesus's body was able to endure a 40-day fast because he lived such a fit and healthy life, period. His body was prepared for that sort of thing. Newsflash, guys. Jesus, the one we say we're following, he was physically fit and healthy. Did he exercise? Absolutely. But I mean, what do you define as exercise? Did he go to the gym? No. Remember, he began as a carpenter, and back then, there were no power tools to make it easier. It was all hand saws, axes, hammers, lifting and carrying heavy stuff. Then, even with his last 3 years of life here on earth, where he accomplished most of his messianic ministry, he didn't Uber from town to town teaching and healing people. Dude, he hiked the various trail systems that led from town to town throughout all of Israel. And some of those journeys from one town to the next that he and his disciples traveled were 20-mile hikes or more. You can go check the maps in the back of your Bible to see what I'm saying. It's the truth. And it wasn't some flat, paved nature trail. His disciples also recorded in the Gospels that Jesus often withdrew himself up into the mountains for solitude and prayer. What does that tell us about Jesus? That he was not just an avid hiker going from town to town doing ministry, but also a rugged mountain climber. When was the last time you climbed a mountain? Do you have any idea how physically challenging that is? It's not for couch potatoes. I have climbed multiple mountains throughout my life, and I know how physically challenging it can be, especially when you're above 10,000 feet. The highest and hardest mountain that I ever summited was Gray's Peak in Colorado. It's at 14,278 feet. I have a picture here in the Grizz Cave of me standing on top of the peak, the summit of that mountain. I did it back in 2016, and it was extremely challenging. Even though I tried to train for it, man, dude, it was hard. I had to take several breaks on the way up, catch my breath. I had to mentally push through, you know, the whole desire to quit, go back down. You're not ready for this. You know, you try it tomorrow. But I'm telling you what, man, once I was at the peak, dude, it was so worth it. Anyway, I'm getting off track. My point is, Jesus did not live a sedentary lifestyle, sitting behind a desk and then come home each evening and sit on the couch and watch TV until bedtime. He lived a physically fit and healthy life. And that came with exercise being a life habit. Exercise doesn't mean going to the gym. It means he kept himself moving. He was active, physically active often. That's what our bodies were designed to do. So benefit number one of making exercise a life habit is that you know deep down that you're pleasing God. You sense it, you feel it, you know it. It's Christ-like. It's taking care of his temple, which you're going to come to better understand how exercise takes care of the temple, your body, as I share the rest of these benefits of making exercise a life habit. Moving on. Benefit number two of making exercise a life habit. It helps me feel less pain, stress, anxiety, and depression. Whether it be walking on the treadmill, going on a mountain bike ride, lifting some light weights, or just shooting hoops in the driveway, exercise literally helps me feel better. And that's because physiologically, exercise produces endorphins. What are endorphins? They are hormones that interact with the opiate receptors in our brains to reduce our perception of pain. Endorphins act similar to drugs such as morphine and codeine, but they're all natural and they come with no risk of side effects or addiction. With high endorphin levels, we literally feel less pain and experience a decrease in the negative effects of stress, like with things like anxiety and depression. Now, I'm not saying exercise alone is the cure for anxiety and depression. I'm saying it helps me feel less pain, stress, anxiety, and depression. I deal with all of those things, you guys, and exercise totally helps reduce those unpleasant feelings. For instance, this morning I woke up with a headache. It was really bothering me. I took my vitamins, I took my supplements, I took some meds that are supposed to help with the headache, but it was still lingering around. It's in my forehead area, and it makes me feel a little disoriented at times. But I decided I was still going to go do the trail run today. So I got out at the park that I was at. I put my bug repellent all over me. I put my headphones in, and I just began to walk for the first 10 minutes. And then I slowly began to do a light jog. And guess what? By the time I was done with the trail run, I didn't have a headache. Now, the headache returns. That's what I deal with them. But it helped. It was better than a medicine. And I'm telling you, I know what I'm saying, guys. This isn't just stuff I read in medical articles or whatever. It's stuff that I'm experiencing personally. So, benefit number three of making exercise a life habit. It helps me detox. Getting rid of toxins in the body gives you more energy. And in case you don't know this, we all have toxins in our bodies that we need to get rid of. We take them in through certain foods and drinks, but we also take them in from the environment, the air, and from things that our skin touches. Like, you have to be very careful when you're using certain chemicals for your yard, especially with Roundup and even certain cleaning chemicals. We even take in toxins from the pharmaceutical meds that we take, from molds that we're exposed to. I've been exposed to a lot of mold through the various jobs that I've worked and a lot of not-so-good chemicals, including Roundup. Exercise is known to accelerate the detoxification process. Exercise helps circulate your blood more efficiently throughout your body, and it helps your lymph fluids circulate through your body, which removes toxins and other harmful materials. Dr. Eva Swinar, who wrote the book The Fatigue Solution, says, "When you exercise, you naturally take in more oxygen. To make room for the added oxygen, your cells kick out toxins that are taking up space. When you exercise properly, you build up a sweat and toxins are released through the pores of the skin." That's pretty cool. Benefit number four of making exercise a life habit. It helps me combat cognitive decline. And dude, I am cognitively declining.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is due to what I'm dealing with chronic late-stage Lyme disease, and it's crossed the blood-brain barrier. I definitely deal with memory issues. I deal with brain fog, but I'm using exercise to help fight it. In a 2014 study with women who were recognized as risk factors for dementia, the doctors found that exercise is a promising strategy for combating cognitive decline by improving brain structure and function. Specifically, aerobic training improves spatial memory and hippocampal volume in healthy, community-dwelling older adults. Making exercise a life habit combats cognitive decline. That comes from the British Journal of Sports Medicine, Volume 49, Issue 4. Benefit number five of making exercise a life habit. It makes me less susceptible to sicknesses and diseases. The following information comes from the ADAM, Medical Encyclopedia. It says, exercise helps decrease your chances of developing heart disease. It also keeps your bones healthy and strong. We do not know exactly if or how exercise increases your immunity to certain illnesses. There are several theories. However, none of these theories have been proven. Some of these theories are the following. Physical activity may help flush bacteria out of the lungs and airways. This may reduce your chance of getting a cold, a flu, or other illness. Exercise causes changes in antibodies and white blood cells. The body's white blood cells are the immune system cells that fight diseases. These antibodies or white blood cells circulate more rapidly so they could detect illnesses earlier than they might have before. However, no one knows whether these changes help prevent infections. There's also another theory that says the brief rise in body temperature during and right after exercise may prevent bacteria from growing. This temperature rise may help the body fight infections better. This is similar to what happens when you have a fever. Another theory is that exercise slows down the release of stress hormones. Some stress increases the chance of illness. Lower stress hormones may protect against illness. Again, that comes from the ADAM Medical Encyclopedia 2005. Benefit number 6 of making exercise a life habit. It helps me sleep better and longer. I don't toss and turn as much when I keep myself physically active. That's the way God's designed us. If you're sitting behind a desk all day and then you come home and you just become a couch potato, you're going to have sleep issues, man. And I know because that was me for many years. Dr. Michael Brewis, who is a clinical psychologist and a diplomat of the American Board of Sleep Medicine and the author of the book Beauty Sleep, in an article in Psychology Today, he wrote this: "Research has documented the benefits of exercise to improving sleep patterns. Exercise lifts moods and reduces stress. It can strengthen circadian rhythms, promoting daytime alertness and helping bring on sleepiness at night. Exercise has been shown to improve sleep for people with sleep disorders, including insomnia and obstructive sleep apnea. A recent National Sleep Foundation poll found that regular exercisers were significantly more likely to report sleeping well on most nights than people who were not physically active. Research has shown exercise can help to improve not only the quantity of sleep, but also the quality. Studies show that daytime physical activity may stimulate longer periods of slow wave sleep. That is the deepest and most restorative stages of sleep there is." Benefit number 7 of making exercise a life habit. It helps me feel better about myself. I hated looking in the mirror at 240-pound, fat, out of shape, unhealthy, physically undisciplined Jason George. I hated seeing pictures or videos of myself. It was embarrassing, and I'm not there anymore, and I'm feeling better about myself. I'm not where I want to be, but I've made progress, and that's all that matters to me. Progress. And that's all that matters to me for you guys. Baby steps, man. Making progress. Benefit number 8 of making exercise a life habit. It helps me look attractive for my wife. You know, your wife may never tell you because she doesn't want to hurt your feelings, but you're not physically attractive when you're fat, out of shape, unhealthy, and undisciplined. Being attractive for your wife should matter to you. I realize that how you treat her and the kids is what's most important, but for you to be fat, out of shape, unhealthy, and physically undisciplined, you're not being all that you can be for your wife. And that definitely affects the marriage relationship. And yes, it affects your sexual relationship. It's the truth. Benefit number 9 of making exercise a life habit. It's a good example for my kids, my future grandkids, my friends, the people I minister to, and non-believers. First and foremost, guys, your kids are watching how you do life. they learn the good and the bad from us. Let them see a dad and a granddad who makes health and fitness a priority. Let them see a dad and a granddad who makes taking care of the temple a priority. If you don't, some of you aren't going to be around for your grandkids. If you don't, some of you are going to become a burden to your children because of your failing health that's your fault because you neglected your health and fitness for decades. I've seen it in my own family, guys. Yes, man looks on the outward appearance and God looks on the heart. I know all of that. Yes, I realize that the heart, what's on the inside, is what matters most. But when your heart is in alignment with what God wants, it brings changes to every area of your life, including your health and fitness, because you recognize that your body is His temple and you're commanded to take care of that temple. You're to have self-control. You're to have self-mastery over your body. And because man looks at the outward so much, the outward should matter to us. We don't have to look like some ripped guy on the cover of Muscle and Fitness or GQ magazines. Ain't nobody got time for that. But we are hindering our potential witness and impact upon believers and non-believers when we're fat, out of shape, unhealthy, and undisciplined men. Period. You can get mad at me if you want. I can deal with it. I'm not here to coddle you with the Grizz podcast. I'm telling you stuff that we all need to hear. You need to make your health and fitness a top priority for the glory of God, but also because it benefits you and it benefits those around you. Last one, benefit number 10 of making exercise a life habit. It is, you ready for this? You tell me. Seriously, you tell me. Shoot me an email at jason@narrowtrail.com and let me know how making exercise a life habit is benefiting you, and I'll read it here on the Grizz podcast. There's got to be 1,000 benefits that I've left out. I don't know all the benefits. I'm still learning. I'm still growing just like you are. And many of you guys who listen to the Grizz podcast, you are light years ahead of me with health and fitness. So feel free to school me, my brothers, and I'll share it. How does making exercise a life habit, how has it benefited you? I would love for you to shoot me an email. Let me know that. I'll share it here on the podcast. Yeah, boy! I hope this motivates you to get up and start making exercise a life habit, starting today. Like I said, start with just 5 minutes per day, 6 days per week. Commit to that. And if you're doing, commit to that. If you're not doing anything at all, then up it in 2 weeks to 10 minutes per day. Just get your body in the habit of some sort of physical exercise being a life habit. That's what you need it to be. Just like, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I roll. And man, just again, this morning, I was very thankful that I was able to do a 2.5-mile trail run / fast-paced walk. You know, I was slow, but who cares? I did it. A few days ago, like I said, I couldn't do it, but I went out and I did something and it made me feel better. And I had a feeling that it would, because that's happened before. I had a feeling it would take the headache away. Now there's some days I know better than to exercise because the headache's that bad. I would make it way worse, but, you learn yourself as you go. You get to know your body. So that's what I got for you guys. I hope this was a blessing to you, an encouragement, a motivation, and kicks you in the butt in the right way. I'm not here to judge, condemn, or make fun of anybody. None of you. Man, if you're 300 pounds overweight, then I'm not making fun of you, man. I want you just to work on it. You know, set a goal. I'm going to lose 10 pounds by the end of the year. It takes time. Start slow. Just work at it, man. That's what I'm doing. Come on now. We can all do this. It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. It's more than just being about you. okay? You got people looking at you. It matters. A couple closing items of Grizz Biz before I am out. Number one, just want to please encourage you guys to be praying for me with my health issues. I'm doing everything I can on the medical side of things and the holistic side, but prayer can be a healer. And so I'm needing some prayer support. Really appreciate that. Number two, for those of you that don't know, we have a closed Facebook group called the Grizz Tribe. If you would like to be part of that, you can ask to join. Got to answer a few questions and we'll put you in the group. Guys share prayer requests and things like that. A lot of funny stuff, a lot of funny banter going back and forth, a lot of funny memes. So if you want to be part of that, that's cool. If you don't, no problem. Also, we have a Grizz Tribe email list where I periodically send out resources, encouragement. Sometimes it's like a Devo format, you know, a devotional. And if you would like to be part of that, you can go to thegrizzpodcast.com. You'll see a little pop-up screen, and you can subscribe to the Grizz Tribe email list. Also, if you haven't left a rating or review on iTunes for the Grizz Podcast, I would appreciate if you do that. Some of you did that recently. I'm not going to read those today just for the sake of time, but thank you for those of you that recently left ratings and reviews. And then don't forget about Covenant Eyes. You guys that don't have it, but you know that you need it, go to CovenantEyes.com and sign up today. And when you sign up, use the promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N, and you get the first 30 days completely free. And then I wanted to close by telling you about something new that I am about to launch. And I'm not sure how this is going to go, and I don't know if I can handle one more thing on my plate, but we're going to see. We're going to find out. It's called Support Tribes, and what I'm going to do is start a weekly support / accountability group, but I call them a tribe. It's going to meet on Fridays at 9 a.m., and it's going to be through Zoom video conferencing. You can call in or you can video in with any of your devices. It's going to be a 1 hour meeting for guys who are struggling with personal purity issues. But this support tribe is specifically the one on Fridays at 9 a.m. is for youth pastors. So if you're a youth pastor and you're listening to this and you would like to be part of the support tribe for youth pastors that meets from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time on Fridays, shoot me an email at jason@narrowtrail.com. Let me know you're interested in that. It is going to be $25 per dude to be part of this. That's not a lot of money, dude. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? So it shows me that you're serious about it and that you want it. I'm not giving it away for free. No way, man. It's got to cost you something. So that's what's up. That's it for Grizz Biz for this episode. Thanks again for tuning in and listening. I'm out.